Right now, it is time to bring in Ruth Epstein. Of course, Ruth covers our area from the Republican American. You can find Republican American online, rep-am.com. Of course, on newsstands and home delivery. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, guys. Hang on to your hats. Wow.
That's it. There's no. If you've got hat head this morning, it's lucky because you've got the hat sealed to the top of your head.
Right.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is. I don't know. We go from snow to sleet to ice to wind. So
the big news last week, Ruth, was that at a town meeting attended by three people, the lease was approved for Tri-State Public Communications for 67 Main.
Well, that shows that people are happy with what you're doing.
You would think so, or else they just didn't give a damn.
They love you and glad to have you. A lot different from the earlier days.
Oh, yeah. We won't go there, though. All right.
So, our big meeting was in Canaan, the ZBA, last Wednesday or Thursday, held its final meeting on the Metcalf cease and desist order, and it was lifted. As you know, Metcalf was accused of producing hot patch on his property there on Allendale Road. And the ZBA concluded that it is a non-conforming use, which gives Mr. Metcalf a wide breadth of abilities on that property. They started off, they were expecting a little tense moment because it's been a very emotional subject, and so the state trooper, the resident state trooper, was there to lead anybody out who might have been disruptive, as Chairman Brian Allen announced at the beginning. But it was quiet, and now that one is done, but the other one, his application for hot patch on the other side of the road is still in Supreme Court. So it's been a very
contentious, and upsetting to both sides. It's been something to follow. But you know what? In Canaan, it's gone right through. I mean, compare that to the tensions that are in Salisbury with Lime Rock and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
These issues are contentious, and you know, at least the public is involved, and you know, you can't ask for any more than that.
Well, and I must say, I was impressed with how the board dealt with it. I mean, that was a very tough thing to have to decide, and you're facing your neighbors who are very upset, and the board members really handled it well.
Yeah.
I thought so. Onward and up with that. It was a very busy weekend. I was all over the place. We had the Pinewood Derby in Canaan, which is one of the few scout in the area that runs those things, and that was mobbed with kids and parents and everybody else. It was a great talk at the Scova Library in conjunction with the Salisbury Association's Community Events Committee on the Gilded Age, and the lady Francine Segan did a fabulous job and really entertained well. And then it was off to the first the chili dinner, Sharon Woman's Club, which is always very well attended. And they raised money to give out to all the local organizations. It's amazing. And then it was off to the FFA alumni dinner, this year held at the Center on Main. And again, very well attended. And of course, this year they'll be losing their two long-term teachers, and Karen Davenport and Mark Burdick, who are retiring. So, as we know, this was FFA week, so they had a lot of events during the week. So,
and also on Friday night, the Mountain Lion presentation.
Yes, and I missed that. It was
400 people. The balcony was full. Whoa. The downstairs was full.
Oh,
no
wow.
No kidding. Wow.
They sent me I got to thank you for publicizing it. And they sent me a picture of it. It was unbelievable.
My goodness.
And people asked me if we filmed it. And unless Mike Flint found out about it and did it, no, because they didn't ask us to film it. And that's mm-hmm. one of those private events where you normally have to get permission. So so unless something weird happened, no, well, because we weren't asked to film it. But it was a huge success.
My goodness. Wow. Yeah, I sort of got notified a little late on that one.
Everybody was. That's why they were worried nobody would show up.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Well,
maybe people like what mountain lions. It's
yeah,
cool.
Incredible. Yeah. So looking ahead this week, do we have Salisbury Board of Ed?
I don't have Salisbury Board of Ed. We've got the Town of Sharon Historic District Commission, which is meeting tonight. But also we have
the ABC committee. I know.
ABC. We have the Sharon Board of Education.
Oh.
They are meeting tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tonight, Salisbury Planning and Zoning. Like I said, tomorrow the Sharon Board of Education and the Sharon Board of Selectmen have a regular meeting on Tuesday. And then the ABC committee, is coming up on
Wednesday,
right?
At
the central office, and then once again, the town of Sharon has a second budget workshop for the Board of Selectmen, and then the Planning and Zoning Commission, I think, in Falls Village meets on Thursday.
Okay, well, it's the last week of the month, so we're always a little. Never know whether it's the last week or the. First week of the next month.
It's also a short month.
But, Ruth, you have to cover this. The SOAR and their annual trivia challenge Friday evening at 6 o'clock.
That's right. I did hear that.
That's at the Salisbury Central School cafeteria.
But I can never answer the questions.
I know, but it's really amazing what they do.
So I pretend. You just nod.
Yeah, just nod. And that's amazing. And it's really cute because it's very multi-generational.
Yeah, they open it up to you, different teams for different ways. Yeah.
Yeah, and that's Friday night.
Friday night
at the school. Good.
And then the Steve Blass Little League is holding their sign-ups. That is tomorrow at 5:30 at the Great Falls Brewery.
Yeah. Yes.
Strike one, two, three. Strike you out.
Yes. Yes. I thought that was rather unique holding it there, and they're doing trivia nights as well.
They're doing trivia nights as well.
Yeah.
And by the way. The Interlaken with their benefit brunches.
Yes.
The lines go out the door. People supporting local things.
That's wonderful.
And
I'm so glad to hear that.
And I think this weekend is. This is going to be terrible because the people that are above the garage at the high school.
The Youth Service Bureau.
I think so. I might be wrong, but I think they're benefiting the Houston Youth Service
wonderful.
Bureau this weekend. So.
I'll have to get to one of those. That's lovely. Very nice. So. Yeah. Down here in Kent, we had a meeting.
Sidewalks,
streetscape, and there was some. There's been some contention. The town has gotten a grant and two grants actually, but there are some people who are questioning it all. And it's shades of Falls Village when that town went through it. Kent is now going through it, so. The Board of Selectmen has to decide whether to hold a referendum now or have the townspeople petition. They're not quite sure where it's going to go from here. But
I just want to remind them that all the hubbub in Falls Village, and it turned out beautifully, so
it'll
work out that way in Kent, I know.
Yes, well, let's hope so. We don't need any more contention.
No.
We got enough of that.
That's right.
Enough, yeah. So,
all right.
So it's not a full... very busy week, but I should never say that because
that inevitably jinxes it.
You just never know.
Oh, and the fire in Falls Village, we ought to mention that. I think there is a GoFundMe?
There is a GoFundMe page for that. All you have to do is go if you're on Facebook, go on Facebook and or else go on the web, go to GoFundMe and put Falls Village Fire and it will come up.
Yeah, that was. So the family is displaced and living elsewhere, so they need to...
But at least they're safe.
They are safe. Yeah. Oh, and how can we forget Abe? Abe got moved this week.
He's back.
Abe Lincoln, the statue at the high school, who is really an iconic part of that high school since its opening. It was a gift from Hotchkiss School, a big statue of Abe, life-size. It was off in a corner for a long time, and now it's back in the front hallway. As soon as you walk in, he's staring you in the face.
We used to move Abe around all the time when I was
I heard there were some pranksters. Actually, it got out of hand at one point.
I did. It got broken. Abe got broken.
Broken and had to be sent to New Hampshire.
But that
to
was
fixed.
With us. That wasn't my class. No.
Good.
No.
Okay. Well, that's glad to hear that.
Right.
But Jeff Lloyd and the custodial group and the alumni helped pay for the move, and now he's back safely ensconced in a beautiful glass case and greeting everybody who comes through.
All right.
Which is nice.
I'm just glad.
Yay for Honest Abe.
The next statue that gets put up there is for Pam.
Well, you
put
already,
that back in the corner.
You've already had the... Marshall's on the statue committee,
mind.
Right?
All right.
All right, guys.
Ruth.
Have a good week.
Thanks.
Take care.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye. Bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with our Republican American Report. You can find Ruth, of course, online at RobinHoodRadio.com. Click on On Demand. Click on, of course, our On Demand page and Ruth Epstein, the Republican American Report.